late 2016, the community group Space for Cycling BNE petitioned Brisbane City Council to request Council look into the establishment of a grid of protected bike lanes in the Brisbane CBD. In the first week of February 2017, Council announced that it rejected the petition. Here is Mitch Bright from Space for Cycling to describe the group for us.
Space for Cycling is a coalition of grassroots cycling advocacy groups with the aim of making cycling an issue for all levels of government. When I have to explain that in two words, I say we're the bicycle lobby. We formed in the run-up to the Brisbane City Council election, but since then we've been lobbying all levels of government for better cycling infrastructure.
I've been a commuting cyclist since 1997 in Canberra, Melbourne, Nelson Bay, just north of Newcastle, Dili and Brisbane. So I signed the petition last year. I started by asking Mitch what Brisbane's cycling issues are, as Space for Cycling sees them.
I think number one was safe routes to school. And the main reason people don't ride to school or don't let their kids ride to school is people don't feel their kids are going to be safe riding to school. We also are worried about rat running, and we'd like to see a lot of the local streets become safer by reducing rat running through those streets. So local streets should be a place for kids, pets, old people, and at the moment some of them are just rat runs for cars trying to avoid the traffic lights. We also looked at main roads. A lot of our main roads are quite dangerous cycling. We'd like to see some protected space on those main roads for people who ride bikes. The bike network is broken. Often you come across signs that say bike path end and the grid's broken. So we want to see a connected network. We'd like to see the broken bits joined up. And the last thing is bicycle-friendly suburban centres. It's often very car-centric around shopping centres. It's quite scary to ride a bicycle to the shops. If anyone's ever tried to ride to Chermside Shopping Centre, they'll know what I'm talking about.
What does the petition ask for?
A petition basically asks for a grid of protected bike lanes in the central business district, and it was just pretty much four streets in the CBD.
Was it difficult to submit this petition? Did you need to get a certain number of signatures or anything like that?
To submit a council petition, you go online, you type your text in you want, you submit it, the council officers read it. If it's formed correctly, they'll put it up on their website, and then you can give people that website address and they can go there and sign your petition. The petitioning of a council is fairly straightforward process.
The petition asked for a protected cycling grid in the CBD. What is that? And are there any examples of what you're talking about?
Well, there's a few cities around the world who have cycling grids and a few cities who are currently installing them, but a grid is virtually just streets that join up so you can get around the city. From overseas experience, and also from Sydney and Melbourne, other cities that have got protected grids, they attract people who don't currently cycle. So for cities looking to reduce traffic congestion, the best way to reduce congestion is to reduce the number of cars. So protected bike lanes have been shown to attract people who are interested but concerned. Protected bike lanes get non-cyclists cycling, and that's great for a city. It reduces the traffic, it reduces the pollution, it makes the streets safer, and all the research from overseas has shown people on bikes are good for business because people on bikes can easily stop and shop, whereas if you're in a car, particularly on one-way streets, you have to do the block and then look for a spot to park. And it's also good for pedestrians as well. It slows traffic down, the streets are narrower to cross. The CBD bike grid we proposed, we believe, would have all of those advantages.
Now, that's a few positives there, and the council rejected the petition. What were the negatives for such an installation, or what did the council suggest were the reasons for not doing it?
They had concerns that it would disrupt the bus services. They had concerns that with some loading zones and, of course, car parking. They were also concerned about taxi spaces, and rightly so. I mean, that's their business to look after the city. But with the buses, you can often move bus stops or you can have floating bus stops where the bike lane goes behind the bus stop. With loading zones, often you can move the loading zone around the corner or you can schedule the loading zones. London did this with moving loading zones to time, so you can have different times for loading zones. All of the streets on the grid we're proposing are four lanes. The outside lane is usually car parking, taxis, loading zones on both sides. We're proposing taking one lane of the four lanes, putting a protected bike lane in, and moving the loading zones to the other side of the street. Other cities have dealt with these issues, so we think Brisbane should be able to as well.
What is the council committee in charge of cycling infrastructure for Brisbane?
Well, the council have a public and active transport committee, and they meet regularly on Tuesdays, and they're open to the public. Anyone can go along and sit in on those committees, but you don't have any input. It's a council committee, and that's they discuss council business. The public doesn't have input to that. If you want input to the committee, you see your local representative and ask them to ask a question on your behalf. It can't address everything, but it makes recommendations to the council, and the council often discuss these in the council chambers in a larger forum.
So your petition went to that committee. On the back of that, were you able to get a meeting with that committee at all?
Well, no, actually the petition didn't go to the committee. We hoped the petition might get the committee and we hoped it might be discussed in the council chambers, but the council came back from break and they said, oh, we've made a decision, or the executive of the council has made a decision over the holidays to dismiss the petition. And we thought we might get a report tabled or something from the people who investigate these things, but none of those things happened. It was just an executive decision over the holidays. We seemed to us like an attempt to just hush it up, which is unfortunate because we got almost 3,000 signatures. We'd seen council petitions with 6 signatures discussed fairly robustly in council, and we thought with 3,000 we'd get a bit more of a run.
Finally, what can 4ZZZ's listeners do if we want to continue and support this campaign?
Well, you can pop onto our website and sign up to get our email propaganda. You can support us on Facebook. You can come to some of our events. We have occasional rides. Brisbane Bicycle Film Festival is a fundraiser for us on the 3rd of March at the Multicultural Centre at Kangaroo Point. You can hop on our website, which is Space for Cycling, space in the letter 4, cyclingbne.com.
That was Mitch Bright ending that report. For more information about cycling and protected bike lanes in Brisbane, go to spaceforcyclingbne.com. For information about Brisbane City Council's Public and Active Transport Committee, including its responsibilities, go to www.brisbane.qld.gov.au, and you'll have to do a search because committee information is buried deep on the site. And remember that Space for Cycling fundraiser is the Brisbane Bicycle Film Festival, Friday, March 3, at the Queensland Multicultural Centre on Kangaroo Point. You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM's Brisbane Line.